channel. Now, is this thing, is it going yet? Ah, yes. Hello, everyone. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel. Now, I had the grave misfortune to be at university, indeed in the same college, with Comrade Owen Jones, who's this far-left rent-a-quote. And at the time was, you could scarcely switch on telly without seeing him. He was a staple on Question Time. So he's been a columnist for The Guardian. He's been a bag carrier for various socialist parliamentarians and so on. And his opinions are really more like a checklist of ultra-left shibboleths. That's him. He's often wearing on his sleeve his compassion for the needy. So far as I know, he never gives him a penny of his own. Now, he's not exactly one to hide his light under a bushel, but he thinks that people on minimum wage should have to pay more to people like him, who used to work for the public sector. He doesn't work there anymore. He was doing a doctorate at one of the London universities in history. I don't know if he completed it. So that's him. So I knew him when he's even more baby-faced than he is now, but he's not no more mature these days, though he is, my goodness. He's about 38 years of age. So I watched his video about why he has tendered his resignation as a member of the Labour Party, and he carried considerable sway in leftist circles. And indeed, I've read his bump for the newspapers, and I've even read that book, Chavs, and that one about the establishment, how they get away with it, and so on. He writes with a certain poise and lyricism, so we've got to hand that to him. Though he's annoys him in many ways and disagree with him almost everything, he is obviously dangerous because he's gifted. He's good at what he does. I think even his most implacable foe would not call him stupid. What else? He, of course, was a groupie for Russell Brand, and he effusively praised Russell Brand's, I can't remember which, nonsensical book of his, and Russell Brand returned the compliment by saying he's our generation's Orwell. Owen Jones, Brand blatantly has never read any Orwell, because, you know, Orwell wrote fiction, and Owen Jones has never written fiction. Yeah, it's primarily for fiction that Orwell is known. Okay, there's The Road to Wikipedia, a bit of journalism. But coming back to this, so I watched the video where Jones lays out his reasons for resigning from the Labour Party. He joined as soon as he was able, and indeed he said he got his membership as his 15th birthday present from his mum. So he was raised in this sort of far-left household before going to Oxford. He said he went there not because he was clever. Well, I certainly agree with him on that. He wasn't clever. Okay, I'm being snide. And I'd always thought that Sir Keir Starmer was actually fairly honest, but Owen Jones does lay out the numerous porcupines that Starmer has told. So these are outright lies. These are not equivocations or half-truths or anything like that. And how he's performed a volte-face on his position in a way that he calculates will be to his electoral advantage. And you've heard me say it sometimes, it's really the parties are Labour-Tory. You can scarcely put a cigarette paper between them. You may think there'll be a change of government in the United Kingdom later this year, but there won't be, just like there wasn't really in 2010. The same high tax, high spend, high regulation, bloated public sector state will stay there, trying to keep it a cartel for the two parties, which are more or less stablemates. And that's why Labour can scarcely say anything to differentiate themselves from the Conservative Party. What substantive policy do they change? They'll drop the Rwanda plan, which is just never getting off the ground anyway. So apart from that, it's difficult to think of anything they'll do different. Okay, they will express sympathy, say, oh, well, we'll absolutely look into it and be completely non-committal about that. They'll stick to the Conservative spending plans, at least initially. Remember, Labour did that in the mid-90s, they said, when they came into office in 97, and so on. So really what is they want is like capitalist credibility. So they're incredibly circumspect. But they think is so they can't be attacked from the right as being fiscally irresponsible. They're just going to prove that they're fiscally conservative. And because they're desperate to exercise the ghost of anti-Semitism that was hung around them in Corbyn's time, that's why they're sort of resolutely for Israel, absolutely trashing Gaza. And obviously that's despicable. And it was pointed out that Starmer said, yes, he agreed with them cutting off water to the Palestinians in Gaza, cutting off water. So 2.5 million people might die of thirst or drinking filthy water. And then he changed position on that. And as Jones observes, the only reason why Labour has performed, you know, this about turn on that one, is because dozens of Labour councillors resigned and they fear they're going to hemorrhage votes to far left parties, that they didn't do that. The Workers' Party of Britain gave him a kick in the groin. And Starmer said, you know, no extra benefit for your third child, no child benefit for third or subsequent children. So that's why they really are conservative light, as is like New Labour and Blue Labour. And how are they going to finance all these green initiatives and so forth if they don't raise tax on the filthy rich? 45% being the highest rate of tax, actually not particularly high by world standards. And I mean, I'm actually economically more left wing than Keir Starmer. I consider myself a right winger. I think that millionaires should pay more tax. Those who earn $1 million a year, not necessarily earn probably that much, billionaires should pay a lot more tax. I would reduce corporation taxes. Ultimately, it's a tax on all of us who buy those goods and services. I would increase inheritance tax and so on. And I would obviously raise the personal allowance threshold and stuff like that. They're going to do nothing to get rid of student debt. These are all aspirations, but they've just got no plan of how to pay for it. And they say, well, if we can, well, then you can't. So they're being overcautious, Jones thinks. And Jones encourages people to vote for the Green Party or any ultra-left candidate unless you have a red-hot Labour MP like John McDonnell. You know, the pro-terrorist MP John McDonnell, who was in favour of sectarian murders in Northern Ireland, and who was obviously a right-hand man of comrade Jeremy Corbyn. So, yeah, they're rather, how to word it, pusillanimous, the Labour Party. So Rachel Reeves, the Shadow Chancellor, she used to work at the Bank of England, so she's trying to be very conventional. And obviously the attacks on civil liberties by the Conservative government have been truly disgraceful. But Labour's completely abhorrent on this. If you go back to the 90s, there were some Labour MPs who did value civil liberty in terms of free expression and free association and so forth, but Labour's completely against that now. So it's obviously bad enough under the Conservatives that the woke agenda, taking away people's right to demonstrate, to vocalise their opinions and so forth, to belong to organisations which are not committing any crime. But Labour's probably going to go even further with this, with ideological policing, the police there to really be a bludgeon to beat insensible anybody who dares to question the cartel of parties, the three major parties. So it's all very worrying. And Lord Mandelson, he's a big beast of Labour, and all right, he's not in the shadow cabinet, said there's just no way Labour's going to apply to rejoin the European Union. And I think they won't, not in the first term. They might do in the second term if things are going well for them. So Jones has pointed out that you can actually expect very little from the Labour Party. They're promising very little. How on earth are you going to get NHS waiting lists down if you don't pay doctors and nurses more, if you don't hire more of them, including from overseas, if you don't buy more drugs or more equipment and so on? So there's really no way to turn around this super tanker that's going the wrong direction unless you spend a lot. And I know sometimes you can just throw money at a problem and make little or no improvement, but money is certainly part of the solution. It's quite dispiriting that Labour promised to improve almost nothing. I mean, the cutbacks are the right thing to do after the credit crunch, but to real terms, cutback after cutback after cutback is shocking. I remember last year I was offered a job and it was the same salary as, you know, as had been paid 15 years earlier. 15 years earlier. So effectively like a 40% pay cut. That was obviously even worse for people who are younger than me. So, I mean, Jones is right on some things. The devil can speak true. So it's disgraceful and truly shocking what Labour is up to. And you can expect very little from them. So it'll make surprising little difference to their lives. He does say that the Conservatives' goose is well and truly cooked. In that, he's largely right. But the Conservative defeat mightn't be as heavy as some expect. I mean, I think it will be a heavy defeat. I think the Conservatives will be down to, say, 180 seats. But maybe I'm wrong. What is only 200? Labour 326. They're almost going to get the majority 326. I mean, I think it's going to be up something like 390. But what if it's only, say, 350? That's not that healthy a majority, with rebellions, with losing some by-elections. So Owen Jones, you might actually be helping the Conservatives when you say that. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. This will do Labour small damage. I mean, it only costs one or two seats because Jones has a following. He's got a major profile. So, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listen to him every single day. How many people will change their votes because of him in the tens of thousands, and that will make a difference. They won't all be in one seat, say 10,000, but a couple of thousand in a single seat. Now that will make the difference of a couple of seats. All right, thank you very much. Toodaloo.